过去的。
This morning I want you to open your Bibles to Luke the 9th chapter.
今天早上我们来看新约路加福音。
And we're going to read from 57 to 62.
我们要从第九章路加福音第九章从57节看到62节。
Actually,
新约路加福音第九章57节开始。
Actually, it's a very different type of scripture here.
那这个经节是很特别很不一样的。
In a sense, it's sort of revolutionary.
那对我来讲是一个新的看见。
And as Jesus stipulates and speaks to them so clearly and so straightforward, it makes me understand sometimes maybe we don't do that as much as we should.
那我看到耶稣在这里的对话呢讲得非常的直接非常的清楚。有时候我在想说我们人呢有时候呢没有办法讲得那么的直接。
So have them read it.
OK, 好，现在我们看路加福音第九章，我们从五十七节要看到六十二节。好，我们一起来念来。他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。耶稣说，湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。又对一个人说，跟从我来。那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。又有一人说，主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国。好，到这里。
This passage is one that makes me convinced that it's the Holy Spirit that truly inspired them to write the Bible.
那从这个经节的 让我可以很幸福说，事实上就是真的是神的灵来默示让作者写出这样的。
You know, if we were just writing an account and Luke seemed to really go into some detail in trying to find out about the people and the places and the things that he did.
路加福音有一个特色，就是这个作者呢会把这些人物或者是一些细节或者是地点呢讲得比较清楚一点。
But under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, He took a very incidental thing that happened and wrote it down in order.
那在这个里面呢，因为圣灵的这种默示跟感动呢，路加把它很有次序的把它排列出来。
It's the conversation of three men that Jesus met.
把三个耶稣遇到的人把它一个一个排下来。
And so now as we look at this, we see that there came a man who... He had a desire, a great desire. He said, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go.
其中有一个人跟主说呢，说主啊，你往哪里去我就去。
Now, you and I, when we begin to evangelize, when we begin to witness, when we really begin to reach out to people, in our day, we have gotten it down pretty pat how we do it.
那这个时代呢，我们都有一套，我们怎么样去跟人家讲福音，然后怎么样把他带到这个福音的门里面来，都有一套我们的想法。
We try not to come on too strong to them.
我们都知道说不要太强烈。
We're very nice and kind to them.
我们都知道说要对他们非常的和善。
And we try to tell them how wonderful it is to serve Jesus.
而且我们会告诉他们呢相信耶稣呢，服侍神是一个很美的事情。
And many times we try to tell him how wonderful and how good God is to us through Jesus Christ.
然后我们会告诉他们说，借着主耶稣，神对我们多么的好，对我们的有多么好的恩赐。
But Jesus didn't seem to do that. He didn't understand that way.
但是我们可以从圣经看到，耶稣好像不是用这个方法。
Actually, it almost seems like he is trying to dissuade them.About following him.
这三个人的对话呢，你可以看到耶稣几乎是一种好像就是拒绝他们，就叫他们不要的这样的一个不是在说服他们，反而是在劝阻他们。
So you see, here comes a man that wants to follow Jesus.
有一个人他想来跟随耶稣。
How happy we would be if they would come to us.
对我们来讲,
and say, we want to follow the Lord.
如果有人告诉你说我要跟随主，我们一定很高兴，对不对?
We feel like he's really honest. He's very sincere. They really want to follow the Lord.
耶稣应该觉得非常的荣幸，有这种荣誉，因为他要来跟随他。
Now, I've not met too many like this in my experience.
那在我的人生经验里面呢，没有太多人有这样的一个意愿。
But when Jesus answered him,It was not with welcome. I'm so glad that you want to come and be a part of my disciples, to be a part of the kingdom. I am just so thrilled. Come, let's have dinner together.
没有想到耶稣并不是那种很欢迎、很热烈、很高兴的说，哎呀，太好了，你要来跟随我，这是我的啊国度里面的一个你的权益，所以他没有这样子。
Let's see how Jesus answered him.
我们来看耶稣怎么回答这个人。
He says, foxes have holes.Birds of the air have nests, but the Son of God hath nowhere to lay his head.
耶稣的回答在58节，他说狐狸有洞，天空的鸟有巢，但是人子没有枕头的地方。
Now isn't that sort of like hitting a wall?
你不觉得好像碰壁了吗？
You know, I'm coming to Jesus enthusiastically. I'm coming with maybe a sense of, you know, I'm coming to you, Lord. And I feel like he's going to be right there to snatch me in. And he looks me in the eye and he said,
我那么热情的要来跟耶稣，然后跟他表达，没有想到他这么一下。谢谢。
If you go with me, you're not going to have any place to lay your head.
好像给我泼了一个冷水一样。
So Jesus,
说呢，如果你跟我的话，你是没有地方可以居无定所的。
Was not trying to bring him in until he told that man the side that he's going to have to live by.
那耶稣没有容许他马上的跟随，一直到他要需要跟他交代清楚，以后如果你跟随之后，你要住的地方是怎么样的一个情况。
As he spoke this statement, I'll follow you wherever you go.You know, that's a very strong statement.
这个向耶稣表达这个人是讲的是很坚决，很非常的绝对的哈。他说，你往哪里去，我都跟你去。
And Jesus answered him with a very strong reply.
然后耶稣的回答也是很强烈的。
Wherever you go takes in a whole lifetime.
意思是说呢，如果你真的是我哪里去你就去，意思是说你一辈子都要跟我咯。
Now I don't know what was in the back of this man's mind or heart why he wanted to go with Jesus.
那我不晓得这个要跟随耶稣这个人为什么有这种想法，他想要跟随主。
Was it because he thought he looked at the disciples, he saw Peter and John and some of them, and he thought, boy, this would be nice to take some trips.
是不是因为他看着彼得、约翰他们好像很有趣的跟耶稣，他想说，哎，这个是很好的啊、一个尝试，一个旅程。
I can go all around and the crowds will come and I'll be there. I'll be there with them.
或许他在想说，我可以跟着耶稣到处去，然后呢，都有一群人围着，哎，我就在当中的一个。
And Jesus was letting him know that he was not a rabbi that jetted from city to city.
那耶稣在这里让他知道，我可不是那些宗教人士、宗教领袖那些老师们呢，他们是在城市中旅行的。
He didn't live in big hotels from meeting to meeting.
You mean Jesus himself? Okay. 那耶稣也不像那些宗教人士呢，可是住在那些高级旅馆里面来开这些会的。
He didn't get big salaries.
他也没有一般的这种啊所谓的薪水。
Jesus lived by faith.
耶稣是凭着信心生活的。
You see, Jesus stepped down from his throne.
耶稣从天上的宝座下来。
A place so beautiful that you and I could never begin to describe it.
是那一个他所来的地方，是一个我们的耳朵、我们的眼睛都没有听过、没有看过、不能了解的一个很美的地方。
And he stepped into a barn.
他从这个王宫的宝座呢进入。这个马槽。
He exchanged all of his wealth for poverty.
他放弃他的啊、这种富裕、这种丰富，到世上来尝尽这种贫穷的日子。
He exchanged his rulership. He was Lord there. He was God in the second person, and exchange that for servanthood.
他本是三位一体的神，他是掌管一切的，他放弃这个掌管的权柄，到世上来成为一个仆人的样式。
He's saying to that man, listen, even the foxes have some place to, a hole to live in, and even the birds have their nests, but I don't have anything of my own. I've borrowed everything.
他告诉这个人说，你可要知道，我即使这个啊，狐狸有洞，飞鸟有巢，我可是一个枕头的地方都没有。我所用的都是借来的，我没有，我什么都没有。
One day the Pharisees ask him, "What are we to pay our tribute to Caesar?"
有一次，法利赛人来试探耶稣说呢，我们对于这个啊，罗马帝国要付税吗
？And Jesus said, "Lend me a coin."
他还就是跟他们借了一个钱，一个银钱。
Didn't have one of his own.
他连自己一个银钱都没有。
He had to borrow the coin that he could tell the story.
他需要来借别人的钱来讲他的比喻。
He said to his men, just as they were coming, getting ready to go into Jerusalem that last time, he said, "Go into the city, and there you'll find a man, and he'll have a donkey."
当耶稣预备好要进入耶路撒冷城的时候呢，他吩咐他的门徒们、学生呢，要去跟人家借一只驴子来让他骑进去。
Jesus even borrowed the donkey that he rode in triumphantly.
连自己要进城的这个交通工具都要用借的。
And also, when he died, it was a borrowed grave that they laid him in.
当耶稣被钉死的时候，他埋葬的地方也是借来的。
Now, of course, he didn't need it for very long, but it was borrowed.
那当然，他需要的只有三天哈，但是呢，还是借来的。
So he's saying to this man, "I have nothing to offer you."
他的意思是说，你要跟随我吗？你要知道，我可是什么都没有哦。
Of earthly security.
在这个地上的安全感、拥有物，我什么都没有。
I don't have the security of possessions to offer you.
我没有拥有什么东西。
I don't have any money to offer you.
我也没有钱可以提供给你。
I have no homes to offer you.
我也没有一个家可以留住你。
None of this earthly security can I say you will have.
所以如果你要跟我的话，我可是一点这种地上的安全感都不能给你的。
Now, you might say, earthly security, I don't have a whole lot.
或许你说呢，这个地上的安全感我也不多。
I remember when I was assistant to Brother French in the mission department, and we just turned over to the financial way of doing it by faith.
那当我在当 FEA 主席哈 ,French, Mr. French, 他的这个宣教秘书的时候，那个时候我们的钱实在是很少。
Now, I never made very much in my mission life.
那我在我本身的这个宣教的生活里面呢，我从来不是拿很多薪水的。
My first mission was $75.
我记得第一次的薪水是75美元一个月。
Then I got a raise to 125 at the next one I went to.
然后就多到125块。
And I finally ended up at the third one making $400 a month.
最后一个是400第三个是400多块。
Now you say that really isn't a whole lot.
那或许你说真的不多哈。
But I knew what I was going to get.
但即使我不多的话，我又能安全感，我知道我有多少可以用。
I knew at the end of the month that was what I was going to receive, and I lived and I budgeted by that.
我确定我在月底的时候我会收到这些钱，然后我就可以计划我该买什么。
But now missionaries were coming in that were going to have to live by faith.
那现在呢，宣教师们呢必须要来，而且呢也要去，他们要需要凭着信心生活。
And my job was to find out how much they were going to need.
那我的工作呢，这个秘书的工作就是要找，要帮他们估计到底他们需要多少钱。
So they would know what goal they had to work toward to be able to go and live on the mission field.
给他们一个目标好，让他们可以去募款，知道说他们要募多少钱才可以去那个宣教的工厂。
And as we began to go over the figures, I saw them getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and I thought, oh, this is a lot of money to live by faith to think you can get this.
当我在那边计划计算的时候，我就看到他们的需要的钱是越来越多。后来我想到这个哈，钱越多，表示你需要更多的信心来依靠神。
It actually scared me.
我后来有点害怕了。
I thought, boy, I'm glad I don't have to live by faith. At least I know what I'm getting in my salary.
我心里就这样说哈，至少我有薪水，我不用像他们这样子凭信心。
See, that's earthly security.
那是我的薪水，就是我的地上的安全感。
Now I'm working in the headquarters where I get a salary.
那当我在这个做这种啊负责人的时候呢，我是得到啊薪水的。
Now, even with this fear, the Lord didn't say anything to me.
那虽然我心里没有这样的害怕呢，主没有去干扰我，主没有对我说什么。
He didn't reprimand me. He didn't, you know, the Holy Spirit didn't make me feel bad that I said such a thing.
说来好像来责备我或怎么样。
Because it was very real to me, I couldn't live like that.
因为在那个时候呢，我明明知道说我没有办法这样啊凭信心活着。
I didn't have to have a lot of money, but at least I had to know what it was.
不管我有的不多，但是呢，我至少知道我有多少。
You see, there is something about us that we want to have security.
所以人有一种基本的一种本能的需要，就是我们需要安全感。
But as time went by, about 7 years or 6 years, no, maybe not that long, maybe it was 4 years, God spoke to my heart, and he said, you must live by faith.
在那个秘书的工作大概做了四五年之后呢，神就对我感动我说，叫我去啊，就凭着信心来啊服事。
And I said, Lord, okay.
后来我就说好。
And such a tremendous faith came into my heart for the sense of he's going to take care of me.
那个时候，那种对神的那种信心呢，非常的确定呢，我确定呢，他会照顾我。
But you see, Jesus was telling these men beforehand what they're going to have to face or what they may face.
所以耶稣等于是在告诉这个要跟随他的人说呢，你要面对的是这样的一个局面。
You say, you mean if I serve Jesus, I have to give up everything? No.
这个意思是说我如果要跟随主的话，是不是什么都要放弃呢？不是这个意思。
God has blessed you and he's helped you.
神祝福你，神也帮助你。
But the thing is, what happens if he wants to use some of what you've got?
但是当主要用你有的那些的时候，那你会怎么样？
He wasn't especially saying, now listen, mister, you're going to not have a head. But he was telling him what he was going to have to do if he went with him. I mean, physically went with him. He told him right up front what it was going to be like.
耶稣是很清楚的，就跟他表白了，如果你真的要跟我一起生活的话，就是这样子。
Now, if I'm going to give the Lord my whole life, that means that everything I have in security belongs to him.
如果我说我是要跟主一辈子的话，意思是说我连我有的这种安全感也是要给主的。
That means that whenever he puts his finger on you to say, listen, I want you to give this or to go there or to do this, that there's something in your heart that says, yes, Lord.
就是说不管主对你要求说他要你的这个或者是要你往哪里去或者要你去做哪一件事情，你都要说好的。
So we have to recognize then that Jesus is saying to us that, listen, if you follow me, what you got doesn't belong to you anymore. It belongs to me.
这个意思是说，如果你真的要跟我的话，所有你有的都不是你的了，而且呢是属于我的了。
You say, does the Lord really ask you to do things?
难道主真的要我们这样子吗？
Yes, he does.
是哦。
If you're one of his followers and one that he can depend on and one that he knows that he can use whenever he needs it, he's going to ask some things of us.
如果你要成为一个真正的他的跟随者，如果你真的要成为他可以用的人的话，他是要求你一些东西的。
I remember when we were building the school, and I probably told you this, we were building the school where we were taking up money for the roof.
我曾经跟你们讲过我以前建学校的经历，就是呢，我们在啊盖一个，就是要搭屋顶。
And I'm very poor at taking up money. I don't like to do it.
那我是一个没有办法募款的人。
So my coworker, she did it.
所以我的助手就帮我做了这件事情。
And I'm sitting there feeling pretty comfortable.
我就坐在那里很心里觉得很舒适，说我不用去募款。
I don't make very much.
反正我赚的钱也不多。
So I didn't figure I had to give too much.
所以我赚的不多，当然我给的也不用太多。
And then something deep inside of me said $1,000.
但是里面呢，有个声音告诉我说，你要奉献1000元。
Well, you could have knocked me over. $1,000?
吓到了, 一千,
but it wouldn't go away. It was there pushing me.
这个感动呢, 一直在感动我, 没有离开我。
And so I said, okay, I raised my hand, $1,000.
我就举起手说, 好, 帮我, 就是认捐1000元。
And God then more than enabled me to pay that money. All he wanted was a human vessel that he could work through. Now Jesus couldn't raise his hand to Ruth and say, I'll give $1,000.
那耶稣本身呢,
他们不能在这里说他要给一千。 But his child could do it, and he could give it through that one that's willing to give.
但是他可以借着你,给你那一千块, 让你借着你的心来奉献。
You see, when you give yourself completely to God, it all belongs to Him, and when He says, it's time I want you to do this and do this, He has hands and feet and heart that's willing because we have given all to follow Him.
那因为当你说要跟随他要全部给他的时候, 我们就成为耶稣的手, 成为耶稣的脚, 成为耶稣, 啊, 他, 就是, 他现在不在这里, 我们要成为那给他, 跟他的人, 然后为他出去, 不管他要我们做什么, 我们都可以做。
And His grace that He gives us is marvelous to follow Him.
当我们跟他的时候, 他给我们的恩典是很奇妙的。
But the initial step that you and I must do is we have to make that decision.
那是最基本的, 跟随的条件是你需要自己做这个决定。
In a sense, it's into the unknown. We don't know what's ahead of us.
等于说你要进入一个不可知不确定的一个未来。
But we're saying, Lord, I will. I'll follow you in whatever it is, I will do it.
那你的意思是说呢, 主啊, 是的, 不管怎么样, 我都要跟你, 我要跟定你。
Now we go on to the next one and see what he's talking about.
我们来看第二个人, 到底耶稣怎么回答他。
Here we see, let me get my scripture here. Sorry, I mixed up my notes. Okay. I wanted to read the scripture right from the scripture. And Jesus, and he said unto another, now here's another situation, follow me. He said, follow me.
耶稣对那个人说呢,
now the other one came and said, I want to follow you wherever you go.
刚才那个是自己来找耶稣说你去哪里我都跟你去。
Now, there are some that your heart is very willing to do whatever God wants. You really want to follow Jesus, but you haven't come up to the crises at times. You haven't come up to the place where you recognize that I must make that decision.
那有的人是那种意愿,有那种意愿的愿意来跟主,但是也有的人呢,是到还没有到那个关键点,自己来说决定我要跟随主。
So Jesus looked at this fellow over here, he said, you follow me.
那现在耶稣找到一个人对他说呢,你来跟我。
And the man said, but Lord, I need to go back and bury my father.
那这个人的回答是,可是我需要回去埋葬我的父亲。
Now in the human, that is a very... That's a legitimate request.
这样的一个以人性来想的话，这是一个很合理的讲法，对不对？
But Jesus said something that was very radical to him.
但是耶稣却有一个很不合理的回答。He
said, "Let the dead bury their dead, but go with me and preach the gospel."
他说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。You
said that sounds heartless.
这个太严厉了吧？
But you see, in the Jewish culture, much like some Chinese too.
犹太人的文化跟中国人文化是很像的。
After the man dies, there's a period of mourning, and they bury him.
那在一个人去世的时候呢, 他的家人呢, 会有一段的所谓的哀伤期, 留在家里面守孝哈, 然后, 埋葬他。
But a year later, they dig the body or take it out somehow, take out and they put it in a box and put it into the temple wall.
那大概在一年之后呢, 他们需要把这个, 尸骨呢, 捡起来, 那个骨捡起来, 放到一个, 容器里面去，然后把它摆在这个墙上。
Now we surmise that this man was not in mourning clothes.
那我们可以很清楚的看到，这个人既然出来，表示他不是在那个家里哀伤期。
And he wasn't inside mourning.
他不是在家，留在家里的那个守孝期。
So that means, no doubt, he was in the second period, waiting for the year to pass when he could go to do this process.
所以他是在等着。这个一年后要来再一次捡起他爸爸的骨头，然后要埋葬的这一次。
Now, no doubt he was the oldest son.
那可能他是一个长子。
And how many times we have come up against this in Taiwan?
在台湾，我们常常会在这个信仰跟长子之间的有一些挣扎。
People who want to serve Jesus, but they still have to hold on to the traditions and the worship and so forth of their families.
有好些人，他们很想信耶稣，可是呢，他们知道他们对家庭有那种责任，要来敬拜他们的祖先，要来他要继承他们祖先的这样的一个崇拜。
Now he's getting even closer than the things that he said we will not have, that we must give up.
那现在呢，耶稣呢更确切地告诉我们什么我们应该放弃。
Now he's talking about earthly ties.
现在他讲的是我们在世上这个地上的一些束缚或者是捆绑。
Now this really takes something in the heart of an individual that's willing to say, you are free.
这个可是要在我们的心里面真的很确定，很愿意这样说，主啊，是的，你是首位，你是在第一位，第一个考虑。
You see, this man had maybe a whole year to wait to go for Jesus.
那等于说这个人需要等一年，等到他爸爸这个或许是一年，或者是一年里面几个月不知道，以后要等一年才能够跟主。
But Jesus is saying to him, now I want you to cut all your ties. I want you to put me first above everything else.
耶稣的意思是说的，我要你现在就去，而且呢，你要把这些世上的束缚呢，全部把它释放。
So he's saying, leave it. Just leave your earthly ties.
你的世上的束缚放掉吧。
You've heard some say, well, but Lord, I have to get my career. I have to get my education. I need to get married. I need to provide a nest egg for my family. I need to take care of them. They must come first.
有的人呢，我们会这样子计算哦，我还有我的我要应该做的，我的工作记录，还有我的教育，还有我的家庭的需要，我还有很多事要办呢。
There are many, many workers today.In the church of our Lord Jesus Christ, that really, really have never fully given their family to God.
有很多在教会里面，很多教会里面的同工在服侍神的人，从来没有把自己的家庭献给神。
I know a young man. He's not so young now. He's in his 40s, but I knew him when he was in Bible school.
那我认识一个现在已经四十几岁的一个就是曾经在圣经学院念书的人。
I knew his wife better.
我认识他的妻子。
She worked for me and I was very close to her.
那因为他跟我他跟我一起工作呢，那我跟他是很亲近的。
This young man began to work in the Spanish ministry, just while he was in the Bible college.
那当他在学校念书的时候，他开始在做一些西班牙人的这种西班牙语系的这样的一个事工。
He was very faithful.
那他非常的诚，非常忠诚。
He worked very hard for the Lord.
很辛苦的为主工作。
Time went on, and the leader left, and he became the leader.
甚至呢，他在他上面的那个在领导他的那个已经离开了，他就变成那个领导者。
Actually, the greater portion of the work was under him as it grew.
那在他的领，在他服侍下面呢，他的事工一直扩大。
I cannot tell you.How the Spanish work grew so fast and so large.
他的这个西班牙事工的那种增长的那种之快呢，我是没有办法跟你形容的。
But this young man gave his all.
因为他把自己的年轻，他的时间都给主了。
But people began to talk about it.
但是四周人开始就讲他了。
He should give more time to his family.
他应该多一点时间给他的家人。
That he should, he has to, they were really saying, well, now, you know, he's going too hard at it. He's working too much at it.
他做得太过分了。
It really discouraged him.
那对他是一个很让他很很就是不受鼓励的事情。
And he would pray and he would pray and he would come and say to me, Nana, he said, listen, I prayed and I can't feel God wants me to stop.
然后呢他就跟啊、跟来跟啊、妈咪牧师说呢，我祷告了，我寻求了，就是别人这样讲我，我也在寻求，可是我就觉得说神，我不能放弃神的工作，神也不要我放弃他的工作。
And I committed the unpardonable sin. I told him, I don't feel you should stop either. I feel like it's God that wants you to do this.
如果他这样做是太过分的话，那我就有份于他这种。
Now I preached this in Hope Sound, and they got some of them got very upset.
有时候我讲这样讲哈，在我们那边讲到这样讲的时候呢，要引起很多人公愤的。
But I've watched that man struggle through the years, trying to keep his family and keep the work of God. But he kept right on. He kept right on with God's work.
我看着这个年轻的啊、神的仆人呢，为啊、一方面要保持他的家人，一方面要保持神的工作呢，他就是继续的不放弃的向前。
And we prayed together.
我们一起祷告。
And I kept encouraging him to hold on and do God's will.
我就一直说呢，神的工作你不能放，你一定要。要走在神的旨意当中。
And now the girls are grown up.
现在他的孩子们长大了。
One of them is going to marry a young preacher.
其中有一个呢，将要嫁给一个年轻的牧者。
The other one is working for him and is going on later on to Liberty to do counseling, Christian counseling.
然后老二呢，现在跟爸爸是一起在工作，之后他要进入这个基督教的协谈的这样的一个啊学习。
The other girl chose a Christian college in Pensacola that she could start her doctoring course in. She's going to be a doctor.
第三个呢，他的心智要成为医生，所以他呢选了一个基督教的学校，要在啊、那里学习。
His little son that is much younger than the others, than the girls, he came one day and he said, Daddy, I guess when you die, I'm going to have to take over your work.
他的小儿子呢，跟这前面三个女儿离得很远，很小，所以他讲话很可爱。他就来啊、跟爸爸说，爸爸，你死了之后，我想我就是唯一的继承你的事工的人。
Now you see, I feel like there is a very maybe fine line between those who God has called, and in Luke it says, unless you're willing to forsake your father, your mother, your wife, your children, your home.He asked that of them. People don't seem to recognize that scripture.
在啊、路加的经节里面有提到说，如果你不，就是说你不爱你爱主过于家人，或者是你不啊、放弃你的不管是啊、家庭、父母哈这些啊、世上的这些亲情啊，或者地上用物也好，你就不能成为他的门徒。在这个当中呢，有一个界限在那里。
And being a very responsible, lovingfather and mother.
你还是要成为一个有责任的、负责任的一个父母亲。
You see, when God calls you and you do His will, then He is obligated to take care of your side.
但是如果出于神的呼召，神这样子呼召你，感动你，他就会全权的负责任来负责你的、剩下你需要负责的。
And I'm not saying just go ahead and neglect your family, but you're there, you love them, you teach them as much as you can, but they are aware that God is first.
我可不是说叫你把家人全部放弃掉都不管他，不是的，你要尽心尽力的好好的维持家庭关系，但是神是第一位。
You see, we only have to make those choices when we come up to them.
That choice to give up our families, you know.
Come up to who?
When we come up to the question, we have to make
a choice. 那当我们只有到在一个关键点，我才面对的时候，我们才需要来做这种决定。
And then he wants to know that you and I put him before everyone.
所以每一个人会面对一个时候，神会问你。然后神也要知道，也要你自己知道，你是不是把神摆在第一位。
We pay lip service to that many times. We'll say, "Oh yes, God, you're first. You're first in my life." But the family is always the one that's first.
我们常常用我们的嘴唇来敬拜神，来承认说：“主啊，是的，你是首位。”但是呢，常常我们把家庭，我们所爱的摆在第一位。
So he's saying to this man, "Follow me."
所以他说：“你来跟从我。”
and put me first before the family.
把我放在你的家人亲情的前面。
Now there's not many that God calls to go someplace to have to leave their families.
神呼召没有说呼召每一个人或很多人都一定要离开你的家庭去做事情。
But there's a lot of corporate companies that do.
但是公司行行会做这种事，对不对？叫你出差。
Yeah. I got to fly over here this week, and I have to fly over there this week, and I have to keep into my business here.
我需要到那里出差，我的公司派我去哪里。
And they never think a thing of it.
却没有从来没有想过。
Because that's for money.
因为那是有钱可以赚钱的，所以你从没有想过这样子。
That's to fill my pockets.
那是可以让你的口袋满起来。
And people think that that's good.
所以大家都认同说这个是应该的，因为
你要去
赚钱。
But if God calls you to go,
但是如果神要你去的时
候，and you have to fly to this place to preach or fly to that place to work,
你需要去那里讲道，需要去这里讲道的时候
，then that is wrong. That's what people say. That's wrong.
人们却认为你去赚钱是可以的，为了神的工作是不可以的。
My father and mother retired.
我的父母亲退休之后
and there's not a whole lot of difference between my father and mother. I was 18 she was 18 when she gave birth to me.
那我跟我的妈妈呢年纪差的只有18岁，我妈妈18岁生我。
So I was 18, she was just 36.
所以18岁时候我18岁，她36岁。
Some of you at 36 have little toddlers around here, babies in arms, you know?
37岁呢孩子还很小，对不对？
So the fact was thatYou know, they would say to me, my aunts and uncles, you know, they'd be a brave one. And they would say, it's time you gave up your work to take care of your mother and dad.
You mean when? During that time or now?
After they retired.
Okay. 那在我的父母亲退休之后呢，我的一些亲戚就跟我建议说，现在你就要停下来了，退休了，好好照顾你父母亲。
Do you think any of them would have said that to me if I had a corporate job?
那如果我那个时候是在赚钱的话，赚大钱的话，他们会这样对我讲吗？
No,
你猜，他们会说工作不要做了，去侍奉你的父母亲，会这样讲吗？不会的。
You see, that's our thinking today.
这是我们的这种世俗的想法。
But Jesus is saying to us, no, you put me first.
耶稣说，你把我放在
before the family.
在家庭的前面。
This doesn't take away my honoring my parents. This doesn't take away the fact that I have to leave them sometimes, but or my responsibility for them. But it means he comes first.
不是说叫你不要侍奉父母亲，不是叫你不要尽责任，而是说呢，你的神如果他要你做什么，他必须要是在你的第一个考虑。
I know what it is to struggle over this.
我知道什么叫做挣扎，我挣扎。
In my heart, I was willing to go and do whatever God wanted me to.
我的心里面愿意到。
But when I would think I have to go to Taiwan, what am I going to do with my mother and father?
但是每次想到要离家里很远，不管是台湾或大陆的时候，我就想到我的父母亲怎么办。
So God and I made a pact. Anytime He wanted me to be sure to go, He said, "I'll see that your money's there, and I will see that someone will take care of your parents."
所以我跟神呢之间呢有一种好像彼此的一个一个好像一种啊。
Care for them.
怎么讲？有一个字眼，默契，非常好，谢谢吴师母。有一种默契哈，就是呢，每一次如果他要我去，就是我不是要去，我自己要去。如果他要我去的话，那神就预备足够的钱，还有预备人来陪我的父母亲。
And time after time, God would see that I had someone for them.
那一次一次你就看到神仍然在预备，继续的在预备人来陪我的父母。
You see, it would have been easy for me about 10 years ago or 12 years ago to have backed up and said, I can't do it anymore because I've got them here.
那十几年前呢，我大可以说呢，我不能再做了，因为我父母亲已经退休了，我需要照顾他
们。But I want you to know it got harder and harder year after year.
你要知道吗？我这几年来一年比一年难。
I can remember sitting down at my table and mom and dad were getting old now and I was getting ready to leave and the tears came down my cheeks. It wasn't easy to do it.
我记得在最近几年呢，我需要对面对我的父母亲说再见的时候呢，总是我们彼此都对着流泪。
But God wants our heart in the place that we can say yes, Lord, to whatever it is. And if we have to put family aside for a while, we have to do that and go do what God wants us to do.
神要你的心的位置是对的，就是在某一个时候，不管多么的难，神要你是做，把它放在第一个考虑的。
I can remember as a young woman, getting ready to go my first mission.
那我记得我年轻的时候，我第一次要出外做宣教的时候
，I packed 16 barrels of things.
我整理的16个行李。
And one day I was sleeping in the recliner. I love to do that. Just lean back and I fell asleep. Like my mother's chair.
You know? Okay, 我就坐在一个那个可以躺下去的椅子上面。
And I suddenly woke up. And as I did, it just poured into me. I was leaving home. I was leaving my mom, my dad, my friends, my church. And I thought, what in the world am I doing?
我在那个时候第一次要出门的之前的一个经历哈，就是他坐在那个躺椅上，他突然间起来，才突然间体悟到说，我要离开我的家庭，离开我的父母，离开我的教会，我在做什么
？I flew over to Antigua, and I had a week before they gave me my responsibilities.
那我就飞到这个 Antigua 这个国家，然后他们一个礼拜呢就要告诉我该做什么。
And that whole week, I was so homesick.
那个礼拜呢，在等的时候呢，我可是想家想的要死。
That I began praying, Oh God, make me sick so I can go home.
我就说主啊，让我生病吧，然后我就有理由可以回家了。
You see, I didn't want to be one that, you know, just went home. That looked bad.
因为我不想。
But if he made me sick and I could go home, I had an excuse.
我不想无缘无故的回家，因为这样的话不是很好的名誉。我想说生病回去这样就可以啊，情有可原。
But that was soon gone.
但是呢，那个这样的想法就后来没有了。
And the years I spent in the West Indies were some of the most wonderful.Years of my life.
所以在那十几年呢，我在那个加勒比海那个地方的服事呢，是我最好的最好的一个服事。
Let's go quickly to the next man.
我们再很快接到第三个人。
And you notice here that he says to him, "Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home in my house."
另外一个人呢，自己来说呢，主啊，我要跟你，但是呢，容我先去辞别我的家人。
And then Jesus answered him and said, No man having put his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God.
在这里耶稣的回答是说呢，手扶着犁向后看的人不配进神的国。
We can have no earthly distractions.
这样的话表示呢，我们不能有地上的让我们分心的牵绊。
Now it seems like a very legal request again.
他说要辞别家人，这个是一个很合理的一个要求。
But Jesus spelled out what it means for discipleship.
耶稣很直接地告诉他所谓的要成为门徒是什么意思。
He didn't give in a bit.
他没有妥协，没有让步。
He didn't try to code it over so he could get disciples.
他没有比较，好像比较缓冲，或者是比较让步的，好让他可以多得几个门徒。他没有这样做。
Now you and I may have to do that.
你跟我可能会这样做。
But when they get to Jesus, he's not going to do that.
我们可能会很圆滑和缓的来招门徒，但是呢，到耶稣的时候呢，他可是非常直接的。
And ever so gentle or ever so loud, he will let us know what he wants of us.
他会很大声的、很清楚的告诉我们，他可是不会放小声音的。他告诉你做门徒是什么代价。
Now there's a lot of people who want to know what God wants of me.
很多人呢，常常想说，我要知道主到底要我做
什么。What's your will, Lord?
那到底你的心意是什么
？Let me tell you, if you love Him and He knows that He's first in your life, you don't have to ask Him. You just wait.
我告诉你，如果你真的爱他，你的心意真的是爱他，
and when,
那么他也知道你的心意，你就等就好，你不用找。
And when the time is right,
时间到的时候。
And when he has everything in order for you,
他一切都准备好的时候,
you won't mistake what he wants.
你绝对不会错过他要你做的。
People mistake what God wants when they try to, I have to know what his will is. I want to know what his will is. I got to know what his will is. Then sometimes our emotions and our choices get in the way. Let God tell you what he wants.
有时候我们的心里面这种感情情绪哈，当我们说我要寻求神的意思，寻求神心，我们的感情，我们的整个里面的意念呢，就会搅起来。我告诉你，安静等候，你就会知道什么是神的心意。
What he's saying to this fellow is, don't look back.
他的意思是说，不要往后看。
There are those in the Bible that did look back.
那在圣经里面看到很多人是往后看，就是退后的，就是往后退的。
There was Lot's wife.
比如说像罗德的妻子。
The angels were destroying Sodom and Gomorrah, and they said, "Run, but don't look back."
天使明明的告诉他说，你赶快跑，而且呢，不能够往后看，因为那两个城要烧掉了。
But you see, Lot's wife, her heart was back in Sodom.
罗德的妻子，她的心一直。定在这个城里面。
She was running, she was trying to get away from it, but her heart was still back there.
她的腿是在向前跑的，可是她的心呢，却留在那里。
And she turned to a pillar of salt.
她因为这一看呢，就变成了盐的柱子。
She had to have that last look, and it was her last look.
那是她最后的能够看的，就最后一瞥那个城市，她就变成了盐柱了。
You see, that's why we have to give Jesus everything.
那就是为什么你需要把所有的都给他。
That's why we have to say, Lord, to my stuff I allow it, you take care of it.
那就是为什么
to my family you take care of it.
你需要对主说，主啊，我的家庭，我的孩子，我的一切都由你来看管，好不好？
There's always something that distracts us if we're not careful.
在世上总是有很多让你分心、让你缠绊的事情，如果你不小心的话。
To Judas, the one that betrayed Jesus, it would seem like money distracted him.
出卖耶稣的犹大是为了钱的缘故，让他分心。
Paul wrote to Timothy, and he told him about a friend of theirs, Demas, he said.He loved the present world and has gone back to it.
保罗写信给提摩太的时候，他告诉他提到一个人叫做迪买，他说这个迪买呢贪爱世界，所以他已经走掉了。
You know, on the Australian flag is two animals.
澳国的，澳大利亚的它的国旗呢有两种动物。
One is an emu.
一种是鹦鹉。
It's something like a turkey or an ostrich, something in that family.
是那种火鸡哈，火鸡的造型，就是像火鸡很大的火鸡一样。
And the other is a kangaroo.
另外一个是袋鼠。
And they put them on that flag, the forefathers of that country, because neither one of them can go backwards.
那加拿大的开创人把这两个动物放在他们旗子上，有一个原因的，因为这两种动物的有同样特性，他们不能往后。就是只能向前，不能往，不能向后的。
The emu has three toes, and it can
only
go if it goes backwards, it falls.
因为它如果要往后，它会倒下去。
The kangaroo has a big tail that keeps him that he can't go backwards.
那这个袋鼠一跳呢，它后面这个尾巴只有向它推向前，它没有办法往后的。
So the forefathers said in Australia, "We're not going back. We're not looking back. We're looking straight ahead to the future, and we're building for the future."
所以这个澳大利亚的开创的意思是说呢，我们只有向前，没有退后。
And this is what Jesus is saying to us.
这个是耶稣要告诉我们的。
Get your eyes, as Paul said, on the prize and run toward that.
就像保罗说的，把你的眼睛盯着你的目标，你的标杆，然后跑向那边去。
Really, there's not a whole lot back here after a while you realize that.
后来你会发现你背后那些实在是不多。
Some of the things you thought was so dear was taken from you.
那些呢你觉得很亲爱的很亲密的那些呢离开你了。
Actually, Jesus knows this.
耶稣早就知道。
So when he asks us to do these things, he recognizes what is coming for us.
当耶稣告诉我们这些话的时候，他知道你会碰到哪一些拦阻。
One time there was a man, who was a street. He lived on the street.
有一个人呢，他的家是在街上。
And there he was with his basket that had his bags in it.
他是一个流浪汉哈，所以他呢带着他的自己的一些哈一包大包小包的在街上住。
Trying to beg a little bit.
他呢。每一天呢，向人家乞讨一点点的钱。
And a car drove up.
有一次呢，碰到一部车子开过来。
And the man said to him, "It's a great, big, beautiful car."
这部车子很漂亮。
He said, "I want to make you vice president of my company."
这个人就对这个流浪汉说呢，我想要让你做我公司的这个副主席。
Well, the man looked around.
这个流浪汉看着这个跟他讲话的人。
And he began to think,
他就开始想,
at least this is familiar to me. The street's familiar to me.
我已经很习惯住在街上了。
And he looked at the man and he said, no. He said, I don't want to be vice president of your company.
他说我不想做你公司的副主席。
Why?
为什么?
He said, well, these are my familiar, you know, around here, I'm very familiar with this, and I feel very secure here.
我的现在的生活我过得很习惯，而且很有安全感。
And you said, if I go, I have to leave all these possessions, all these bags, and all these things
that I have here. 你的意思说，如果我跟你去，我这些包啊包包带带，这个就不能带了吗？
And I need those things.
这些都是我需要的。
And he said, you know, I'd actually have to work.
而且呢，我去还要工作。
I'd actually have to be responsible. And life on the street here, I don't have to work. And I'm not responsible to anyone.
我不用负责任，我对谁都不用交代，我不用人家管。但是到你那里去还要被你管，然后还要负责任，还要工作。
I don't want to put forth any effort to change.
我不想要改变。
And so he walked away. But little did the man walked away.
所以这个流浪汉就走了。
He didn't want to leave his little possessions. He didn't want to leave his familiarity.
他不想放弃他现在有的那些包啊，然后他也不想要负责任。
And lo and behold, this man didn't want to make him vice president. This was the father. He had found his son. He wanted to give the company to his son.
你知道吗？为什么这个人要来找他做他公司的继承负责人？因为这个是他的爸爸，他找到他儿子了。
So it wouldn't be good for me this morning.If I just told you how Christ tries to show us what to do, and
今天早上我希望能够让你看清楚到底主告诉我们的是什么。
But we must consider what happens and what He is offering us and what we would lose by saying no to Jesus.
看清楚到底你需要付上什么代价。
Now He has told us to count the cost.
记得你要计算你要付的代价。
He said no man would start a building.And not count the cost. Otherwise, part of it would be there and the people would make fun of him.
他说呢，每一个人要盖一座房子的时候呢，你一定要好好的计算你的代价，不然的话盖到一半盖不成会被笑话的。
He's telling us to leave it behind and don't look back.
他告诉我们不要往后看，往前。
But what if I say no?
那如果你说我不能这样做，怎么办？
You're not going to have any guidance for your life.
如果你拒绝的话，你前面人生的道路就没有导引。
Any shipwrecking you're going to do on your own.
那不管怎么样的一个情况发生，你要自己负责任。
You're not going to have someone that said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you."
你失去了那个告诉你答应你说我不会撇弃你的这个主的导引。
That says, "I'll make the crooked path straight for you."
你也失去那个告诉你说我要帮你的崎岖的道路铲平的这样的一个权利。
He said, "I'll never see my children beg bread."
因为呢，神从来不让他的儿女成为乞丐的。
The one that will walk beside us.
他会跟着我们在一起走。
Who will counsel us and guide us.
他也会给我们啊，给我们做啊这种谘商，他们跟我们谈，跟我们商量。
This is the beautiful part of giving all to God and allowing Him to give it back as He will.
这个就是呢，你把所有的给主，然后主把更多的给你。
Unless we give our whole life to Him, there's no opportunity to glorify God.
如果你不把你所有的生命跟着主的话，那你没有机会可以荣耀主。
And of course, if we don't give ourselves to Him, there's no eternal life.
如果你不把自己的生命给主，当然你就没有永恒的生命。
There is no hope.
等于是没有盼望了。
I go on and I keep my stuff.
我就继续的自己持守我自己。
My family, either there are problems in them or they die and leave us.
那家庭呢，会有家庭问题，家人也会离开我们。
I keep looking back, but all the things I keep looking back, one thing after another drops off.
那我只有活在那个回首在过去那些一件又一件的事件的这样的里面，把自己埋在过去里面。
I think if the hurricane did nothing else for anybody, for me, it showed me what I can't do anymore.
那这个台风呢的打击呢，对我有个启示，就是呢，我实在是不再能做了。
When I began to do some of the things that was necessary, I felt I can't do it. I don't have the physical, emotional strength to do it.
每次面对要再去计划要做的时候呢，我就发现我没有能力再做了。
I watched my dad and mom as one thing after another dropped off of their being able to do.
我看着我的父母亲越来越弱，越来越没有能力做事情。
Till finally they're confined in a chair.And can barely get around.
到后来就落到只坐在那个椅子上面， 不能起来做事情。
You see, when you give up everything to Jesus, He's there for you. You say, but it's hard. Yes, the initial may be hard, but you know what? There's been times in my life that I thought, why did I struggle so hard when I see what a blessing He's given?
当你要跟主的时候，有一些挣扎，对你是很艰难的，没有错。但是像我已经走过来，我就发现我以前怎么那么的笨啊？为什么我为那些不值得的在挣扎呢？事实上，你要得到的比那些都多。
I know I've used myself today, but I don't honor me. You don't know how I've struggled through some.
我用我做例子，你不要以为我自己啊走得很好，但是呢，事实上我经过很多挣扎。
When it came to friendship, I struggled day and day after day and fasted and prayed and tried very hard to get around it, but God brought me right down to it until I gave everyone to Him.
为了要放弃这种友谊呢，我因为我对友谊很重视，要放弃友谊呢，我需要很日日夜夜的挣扎，直到最后我把友谊真的也给了主。
But I'll never be sorry.
但是呢，我不后悔。
For I was never bound again to anyone.
因为我的心已经没有缠累，没有牵绊了。
And I love people more.
而且我因为这样，我就更
爱人。I had more friends than I had before.
我有比以前更多的朋友了。
But I had taken the kind of love that we give to man, and I gave it to God, and He gave me a pure love back to love.
所以你把你对人的这些爱呢，拿给主，然后主给你呢更好、更纯的友谊。
He wants each one of us to be His disciples.
他要我们每一个人成为他的门徒。
He wants to give us victorious lives.
因为他要让你过得胜的生命的人生。
And the only one that can do that is yourself, that can say yes to the Lord. And allow Him to have all.
唯一要走这条的起点是你要跟主说，主啊，我愿意。
I remember a friend of mine in Cayman. She came to the altar and she had been sick. And she came to the altar and she looked up at me and she said, Sister Swartz, I have given up my girls.
那有一次呢，有一个姊妹在我的教会里面，她到前面来祷告，她就跟我说呢，牧师，我已经把我的女儿已经放弃了。
They had gotten older now. They were women. They were influencing her and influencing her not in the right way.
我的女儿们呢，她们长大了，然后她们要影响我，她们要拖住我，她们要我走的是不对的路。
But on that event, she was saying.From now on, it's God, it's Christ. He's going to influence me, not my God.
在那个时候，他下了一个决心，说：“现在开始呢，我让主来带我，来影响我，不让我的孩子来影响我。”
You see, this was a tremendous victory for this woman.
对他来讲，是一个得胜的，一个很大的得胜。
And it wasn't long after that that she died, and she died in a better frame.
不久之后，他就去世了，而且他去世的非常的有光荣。
Friends, I would suggest this morning that if you want to follow Jesus.Just remember, He has to be first.
记得，如果你真的有这样的心要跟随主的话，他需要是第一个。
Now He warned this in the Ten Commandments. He said, "Love the Lord your have no other gods before me."
在十诫里面，第一诫就告诉我们，除了我以外，你不可以有别的神。
He told us that from the very beginning, I, the Lord, am a jealous God, and there is to be no other gods.
神表明得很清楚，他是那一位忌邪，就是会嫉妒的，他只有他。要把它摆在第一位。
Whether it's something made of gold, or whether it's my family, it's my job, it's my stuff, or whatever it is, He must come first.
不管你的家人，或者是你的金钱、你的物质、你的一切、你的生意呢？不管你有哪一些，但是呢，你的主需要是第一个首位。
Now let me remind you something.These are not my words.
我要提醒你，我讲的话不是我自己的话。
I am not standing here giving you the gospel according to Schwartz.
那我这里不是告诉你妈咪想讲什么。
I'm giving you the words of Jesus.
我是给你主耶稣的话。
And if you have any arguments about it, take it to him.
如果你对这些有一些争论看法的话，你去跟他讲。
Let's just pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, this morning we are so glad that you would even ask us.
今天早上我们是用感恩的心，很高兴你竟然来呼召我们来跟随你。
We're unworthy in ourselves.
我们实在是不配的。
But we're glad there's a place we can come where you come first.
我们也很高兴我们可以、到一个地步把你摆在首位。
And we know it was the Holy Spirit that helped us through the years to put you first.
我也知道是圣灵来持守我们帮助我们把你摆在首位。
We pray this morning if there's any that is, Lord, their heart is touched and they have a longing to you be first, Lord, help them.
今天早上我特别要为这些有心里有感动然后心里渴慕要跟随你的人你帮助他们。
We love you this morning.
今天早上我们实在是爱你。
Very deeply grateful for all that you've done.
我们啊，从心里面深深的感谢你过去所为我们做的。
And we're looking forward to see you.
我们也啊，瞻，我们我向前看，因为我们等着要见你的面。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。